All right, our reading is taken from Matthew chapter 21, starting at verse number 10. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, 'Who is this?' The crowds were saying, 'This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee.'" Amen. Amen. I want you to turn to your neighbor. Look your neighbor square in the eye. If you want to grab him by the hand, it's on you. Amen. You can look him square in the eye, grab him by the hand. That'd be good too. Look him square in the eye, grab him by the hand. And I want you to say to your neighbor, "Neighbor,
neighbor,
I have to tell somebody.
Neighbor,
I have to tell somebody." Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, "I have to. I have to tell somebody." Now, I got to calm myself. Now, as we look at this, we know that this is Palm Sunday. Okay? We know that from this scripture that we have just read. In verses 1 through 9, we see what took place prior to what turmoil was caused. Jesus had instructed his disciples to go get, you know, a donkey and a colt that had not been ridden before. Right? Amen. And when they ask you, "What are you doing?" you let them know that the master has need. And once they heard that, they said, "Go on." And they put some cloaks on it, and Jesus sat on it, because it was at Bethpage, and he sat on it. And as he was making his triumphant entry into the city, we see that some folk got excited, put down their cloaks so that the donkey would step on their cloaks and not on the dirt. Others got excited and cut down some branches, and as they did, they took them and they waved them. And as they were waving them, they all were shouting, "Hosanna," which means, "Lord, save now." You see, because they were now under the oppression of the Roman Empire. And what they were expecting was for Jesus to come, be the Messiah, and be the one that was going to change everybody, everything around them. But I want you to understand something, that's not what Jesus came to do. He didn't came to change the stuff around us. He came to change. You see, don't you understand that when he came riding upon a donkey, it was also letting them know that he was coming as the King of Peace. You see, the one thing that the world had a problem with then and still has a problem with now, it's called what? Peace. Don't you know that we still have some folk walking around frustrated and angry and bitter because of life situations and circumstances? Don't you know that we now have people who are at odds with one another because of the color of their skin? Don't you know we got folk at odds with one another because where you're from? You see, the one thing that Jesus came to do is came to bring us. Because the one thing the world was lacking was, you see, in order for us to understand that we need peace, and once we have peace, because once peace exists, guess we don't have no more of wars. We don't have no more division. We don't have folk hating on one another. Why? Because we're all at peace. You see, so one of the things we got to understand is that Jesus didn't come to change the stuff on the outside. Jesus came to change us. And he came to change us from the inside out. And since he came to do that, what he was coming to do was to let it be known that he was coming and he was bringing upon change. And I can imagine, I can just see some of the folk that were there lined up while Jesus was riding into town. But before I go there, let me explain this to you. The one thing that was a command to every Jewish man who was within 20 miles of Jerusalem had to be in Jerusalem for the Passover. And they said that at this time that there was roughly 2 million people in Jerusalem. And of those 2 million people, we know that there had to be some folk there who Jesus healed. There had to be some folk there who saw Jesus perform miracles. There had to be some folk there that was still full off the fish and the bread that he gave them. There had to be some folk there who saw him do things that they thought were not possible. You see, my brothers and my sisters, these are the folk who are shouting and praising God. But there's something else we have to know. It was true then, and it's true now. There are still some folk who don't know what we're shouting about. Don't you know right there in Jerusalem that there were some folk who were oblivious to who Jesus was, had no idea of who Jesus was. And it was creating such a ruckus and a turmoil in the city, not like it had seen before, and it wasn't nobody fighting. These were folk who had come together who were praising God and looking at the one who had done great things in their presence. You see, and with all that happening, you would think, how could you have some folk who have no idea who Jesus is? And the only reason why they don't know who Jesus is because I want you to know somebody didn't tell them. Nobody took the opportunity to tell them about who Jesus is. And since they didn't know who Jesus is or who he is or what he was there for, don't you know that some raised the question? Who is this? Who is this? Riding on a donkey. Got y'all shouting. Waving palms. Putting your cloaks down. So the donkey can step on your cloaks rather than step on the dirt. Who is this? You see, my brothers and my sisters, there's always going to be somebody asking, who is this? And since there's going to be somebody asking, we ought to be able to get an answer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You see, now if somebody said to you after service was over and after all the festivities that are taking place today are over and they give you a call tonight, Deacon Booth, they gave you a call and said, hey, why you sound so happy? Child, I was in church today. We had us a hallelujah good time. Really? Yeah. Well, what did your preacher preach? What did the pastor preach about? I don't know, but we had us a good time. Deacon Booth, I know you wouldn't do that. I don't see her in here. There she is. She's way in the back. She wouldn't do that, but you understand what I'm saying? So there ought to be more that we're getting from the service than a shout. There ought to be more that is happening in here rather than making you happy. Because I want you to know happiness can come and go. It's just like a leaf blown by the wind. It can be here for a moment and be gone the next. You see, I don't want to function on happiness. I want to function on the joy of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because when I know what the Lord has done for me on the inside, that gives me a joy no matter what's going on the outside. Because I know I'm the only reason why I am still here is because God is blessing me. The only reason why I'm still in my right mind is because God is blessing me. The only reason why I got up out that sick bed is because God is blessing me. The only reason why I got a roof over my head is because God is blessing me. You see, I'm talking about me, but that's also true about you. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understand if it had not been for the Lord, where would we? Who is this? Creating a ruckus for us, causing all this turmoil here in our city. Who is this? And look at their answer. Some said, they said to him, this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. Prophet is nice, but he's more than that. And then when they heard he's from Nazareth of Galilee, they all of a sudden started shaking their head. Because if Reverend Rose, what they said, can nothing good come from Nazareth? What good can come from Nazareth? You see, my brothers and my sisters, that has been the thing that has stopped many of us in our tracks. What good can come out of Keysville? What good can come out of Orange, New Jersey? What good can come out of Buckingham? What good can come out of Church Hill? What good can come out of Gilbert Court? What good can come out of Mosby Court? What good can come out of New Kent County? What good can come out of Louisa? What good can come out of the south side of Richmond? You see, folk will always try to find a way to keep you down. They don't know how God has blessed you. They don't know how God has turned you around. They don't know if it had not been for the Lord, where would we be? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you can't shortchange me. You see, I know who I am. I know who is blessing me. I know who brought me this far. What good can come out of Alabama? You see, my brothers and my sisters, when you know who you are, when you know whose you are, I don't care what you say about me. I know why I am and who I am right now. You see, the reason why we have some folk who are still asking the question, who is this? It's because those who they're asking are giving them insufficient answers. And since you're giving an insufficient answer, they're looking and say, well, I ain't got change none. I can keep doing what I'm doing. Because based on what you just said, I ain't here much. Because, you know, one, and then on top of that, yeah, that's Jesus over there. He a prophet. He from Nazareth in Galilee. Wow. Wouldn't you want to run and be excited about that? We laughing, but that's how some of us talk about Jesus. We don't talk about the Lord with any kind of excitement. We don't talk about the Lord with that jubilation on the inside. We don't talk about the Lord from a way that we get ourselves excited. You see, my brothers and my sisters, it's not enough for you to be excited in here. You know, because you know, the whole purpose of us being here is that because we know how good God is. You see, and when I'm praising God, I ain't praising God to impress you. I'm not praising God to, you know, to get you to look at me. I'm praising God because I know where I am and why I'm here. I'm praising God because where would I be without him? I'm praising God because he woke me up this morning. I'm praising God because I'm in my right mind. I'm praising God because I know he's brought me a mighty long way. So I'm not here to impress you. But when you're going out there and you are an advertisement for Jesus, you ought to talk with some excitement about Jesus. You got to talk about what he's done, where he brought you from. And if he can do it for me, he can sure enough do it for you. He's given me peace in the midst of the storm. He kept me together when I thought I was going to fall apart. He made a way out of no way. He opened some doors for me. He knocked down walls for me. He built a hedge around me. He's been keeping me when I thought I couldn't be kept. You see, if it had not been for God's grace and mercy, where would I be right now? Are you willing to go and tell somebody? Think about this. God wants to know, do you have sufficient information about me that you can share with somebody else? You see, if all you got is a little, then all you can give somebody is what you got. And they're looking for more. But since you ain't looked for more, since all you got is a little, then since they want more and you can't give them more, they say, I might as well keep doing what I'm doing. You see, we're seeing something that is occurring here. They called Jesus a prophet, but he was more than that. He was the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one. They all mean the same thing. And since he is who he is, he came for us when we weren't worthy for him to come. He came for us while we were lost in the sauce. He gave us all when we wouldn't give him the time of day. He died for us when we wouldn't even think about looking to him. He was there with us even when we weren't there with him. Don't you know if it had not been for the Lord who was there for us, where we would be right now? Don't you know that Jesus gave us the victory while we thought ourselves as still being losers? Do you understand that the Lord had already opened up some doors for you, but you weren't ready to go through them yet? And the only reason why you weren't ready to go through them yet is because you didn't know him. But now that you know him, and now that you're living for him, now that you're walking for him, now that you're talking for him, now that you're praising him, now that you're serving him, now that you're worshiping him, now that you're praising him, now that you're doing all these things, and you understand where your help come from, now that you're able to understand all that, there's no way you're going to ever have me call up in the church and have me sit down and shut up. I don't care who you are. When I think about how good my God is, I got to praise him. I got to thank him. I got to magnify his holy name. I ain't got to wait for somebody to prime my pump. I'm going to praise him. And guess what? I'm not going to just praise him. I'm going to have to tell. Because I know just how good our God is. Do I got any witnesses in God's house? Anybody know how good our God is? Anybody know what he brought you through? Anybody know how he's fixed you? Anybody know, have you been delivered? Have you been healed? Have you been set free? I don't know how you're sitting down right now. Because if you don't know it, you ought to stay seated. But if you know it for yourself, you got a reason to get up and give God some praise. Because he's been mighty good. You see, you know, the reason why Jesus came to bring change. He came to change the mind of the world. He came to get the world to come back to the Father through the Son. He came to create an opportunity for us so that we would no longer be lost, but that we could be found. He came so that we would no longer be beat down, chewed up, and spit out by sin. You know, the one thing I said, I had a cat, right? As a cat growing up. And Frisky was interesting. Frisky had a way. Because living in the city, you know, the city houses, every now and then you get a crack in there. See, we ain't had no cousins in the house. Thank you, Lord. You're talking about the little, you know, six leg things. But there was always a big enough hole for a mouse to get in. And if a mouse got in, Frisky would kill it. But you know what she would do before she kill it? She'd play with it. She would hold it down with one paw. And that thing tried to get away. And I would sit there and watch her. And then she'd lift that paw and that mouse take off. Then she'd smack it with the other paw and then hold it back. And then she would play with it for a while. And my mother said, Frisky! She'd call the cat. And the cat said, oh, never mind, I got to kill it now. We're like that mouse in my cat. That's what we were like prior to having Jesus. Sin was beating us up. Sin was about ready to give us that final blow. But don't you know that Jesus blocked it? Thank you, Lord. Don't you know that Jesus blocked it long enough so that we can call on his name? And when we called on his name, what did he do? He saved us. And now that he saved us, we got to go and tell. Because of the fact that when we look at where the Lord has brought us from, when we look at what the Lord has done in us, it is too big for us to keep it. Because since I am God's investment, I know that God is expecting me to give him some profitable returns. And the way that I give God profitable returns is that I got to tell somebody about what God has done for me. But if you don't understand what God has done for you, you have no way of telling nobody else. That's why we all have to take the initiative to dig into the word of God, live by that word, allow that word to get in us so that whenever we go out there, we can tell. You see, because I want you to know that when you got good news, you got to tell. When you know you got a healer, you got to tell. When you got the deliverer, you got to tell. When you got a sustainer, you got to tell. When you got a provider, you got to tell. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we can't keep it to ourselves, but we got to tell the whole unadulterated word of God and let somebody know that there is a way maker in the land, and his name is... And I can tell you how I know he made a way, because all you got to do is look at me. And when you look at me, you know God makes a way. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understands that he made a way for you? Who understands that he brought you through? Who understands that he turned you around? Who understands that he made you into something while other folk were calling you a nothing? When we know all that God has done for us, we have to. Reverend Rhodes, I was about to wrap it up and bring it on home. We ain't there yet. Now, let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you. Broad Rock Baptist Church has been in existence, as my grandfather would say, 123 years. So since we have been in existence 123 years, it wasn't by happenstance, it wasn't by luck or by chuck. It's through the grace and mercy of God, because we understand that the cornerstone of the church, his name is what? And since we put our trust in Jesus and we are planted upon that rock, he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. And when his church don't try to fight the way the enemy fights us, we fight by putting it all into the hands of God and continuing to walk by faith and not by sight. We speak the word. We're anointed and appointed and filled with his Holy Spirit. We recognize and realize that that our weapons of warfare, y'all, are spiritual, and that we have to go forward using the word of God, moving by God's Holy Spirit. And when we've done all that we can do, we just stand and watch God do the rest. And the reason why Broad Rock Baptist Church is still here after 123 years is just because of that basic principle right there. Jesus is first, foremost, and always. And as long as we keep Jesus first, we understand that this church is still here. Don't you know that every year over 4,000 to 5,000 churches are closing their doors not to open again? Do you realize that we can't take this for granted? That's why whenever we come up in God's house, we got to praise him, we got to thank him, and we got to magnify his holy name. Because if it had not been for the Lord's covering on us, where in the world would we be? And now that we know it's nobody but God and what he has done, when we leave this place, we got to
tell somebody.
Oh, somebody working with me. Whew, we got there. But you understanding what I'm saying? I want us to realize you are a resource. I'm going to say that one more time. You and I are God's resources. Amen. Because we are no longer a liability.
Thank you, Lord.
We are now a, which means that we're God's, you know, a liability. You pay for it and you just keep on paying and keep on paying. But an asset, you pay for it and it brings you some return. Which means that if you start out with 10 with an asset, you can end up with 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 or a million. But you never know how far an asset can go. But an asset has the potential of doing the impossible. You see, my brothers and my sisters, and that's how you got to see yourself. You see, I didn't make myself this way, and you didn't make yourself this way. It is God. It is God who has covered us in the blood of the Lamb. It is God who has anointed and appointed us. It is God who brought us through the muck and the mire. It is God who allowed us to be able to sustain the storm. It is God that allowed us to be in our right mind when folk thought we would lose it after what we've been through. It is God who keeps that roof over our heads. It is God that keeps the family together. It is God that keeps you gainfully employed. It is God who keeps your mind right, keeps your body right. I want you to know, when you know how good our God is and you know that it is God who has blessed you to be an asset, there's no way I'm ever going to go back to be a what? Liability. And now that I am an asset, I got to go and tell. So, Jesus came to bring change. And since he brought change to us, it's left up to us to go and tell. And when you go tell them, You tell them, come on and worship with us over at BRBC. Because we have a hallelujah good time. And it ain't about nobody but who? Jesus. Because he's the one who made a way out of no way. He is the one who has been there with us through thick and thin. He is the one that woke us up. He is the one that watches over us. He is the one that shields us. He is the one that guides us. He is the one that strengthens us. He is the one that leads us. He is the one that's been there with us at all times. You see, my brothers and my sisters, I tell you, I don't get tired of talking about Jesus because I know he's brought me a mighty long way, and that ain't just my story. Ain't that your story? I tell you, when we think about the goodness of the Lord, there's no way I can ever sit down and shut up. I gotta get excited, because when I think about where he's brought me from, I gotta thank him, I gotta praise him, I gotta magnify his holy name. Because where would I be if I did not have
Jesus?
So I have to go in. And when I go and tell them,
all right, now.
I ain't going to test the lying. I'm going to testify. Because I'm going to tell what he's done for me. Amen. And I'm going to tell what I saw him do in others.
Amen.
And as I do that, I'm going to let somebody know there's too many folk lost. There's too many who are broken. There are too many who are angry. There are too many who are hating on other folk just because they don't look like them. There are too many folk who are always trying to find the wrong but never want to see the right. You see, but that's what God has called us in. That's why we got to tell folk there is a better way. There is help. There is somebody who loves you. There is somebody who knows all about you, but he still won't dismiss you. He will open his arms wide and receive you just the way you are. You see, my brothers and my sisters, God is not looking for some folk who are going to just give him a show. God wants some folk to truly be about his Father's business. God wants some folk who are going to truly let other folk know, guess what? When you look at me, I ain't all out of bag of chips, two sodas, and a shake on the side. I want you to know that, yes, I was all shook up and tore up because of sin. But it's all through God's grace and mercy. I am what I am, doing what I'm doing right now. Do I got anybody in God's house who knows that I am what I am? I'm able to do what I do because there's nobody but Jesus. When I think about Jesus, I don't want to do nothing but dance, dance, dance. Because when I think about where he brought me from, I can't do nothing except shout. When I think about what he's doing in my life, I can't do nothing but give him the glory, the honor, and the praise. I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, we serve a mighty good God. And when we leave this place, we got to go and what?
Tell somebody.
Got to. Got to.
Y'all want me to tell it? That's enough because y'all ready to eat.
Keep right on, brother.
Giving up spiritually. So we tell somebody.
But seriously, on a very serious note, I'm going to close it out like this. I left my palm up there. Who got a palm? Get right back. Somebody going to see you leave service today. After you've had your dinner, after you've been here for the play, you're going to probably go out and do something else. And you might go out and you have your palm in your hand, and you'll have a smile on your face. And Sister Sarah, when they look at you, they're going to ask you, what you smiling about? And what is that in your hand? God has just created an opportunity for you to what? And you can tell them that what I have in my hand is a palm. And the palm that I'm waving is because that's what they did when Jesus arrived triumphantly into the city. And when he came into the city, everybody was shouting, Hosanna. But don't you know that 5 days later, they were screaming, crucify him. But you know what? I'm excited because you know why I got the smile on my face? Because of him being crucified. I have now been saved. I've been healed. I've been delivered. And I've been set free because he died for my sin. And since he died for my sin, he got up early on Sunday morning with all power in his hand to let me know that he has overcome death, hell, and the grave. And don't y'all know what he got in his hands? He got the keys of hell. So that any child of God, we ain't ever got to worry about going to hell, because Jesus snatched the keys from the devil. And when he snatched the keys from the devil said, what in hell is going on? And once he got them keys, go on and give somebody a high five and say, I ain't going down there. We going where, y'all?
Up to heaven.
We going up to heaven. So, you have your script that God gives you through his spirit. So when somebody sees you today, you know that God is choosing you to what? Tell somebody. Let us rise to our feet.